You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, July 13th. Disney Cruise Line has given a construction update on the upcoming Disney Treasure, which is currently being constructed at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Papenburg, Germany. Most recently, the block of the navigational bridge was installed, where soon the captain and crew will be commanding the ship. In May, the bow of Disney Treasure was mounted to the forward section of the vessel with the help of a high-precision laser. Work has also begun on the theater installation. The ship is making great progress in the yard as the first piece of steel was cut in January, and it's due out mid-24. Disney's private destination, Lighthouse Point in the Bahamas, is also scheduled to open next summer. And cruise travel is surging in the Dominican Republic. Year-to-date, more than 1.2 million cruise guests have visited the island. June alone saw 44 different cruise calls and over 140,000 passengers, proving this year could be another record-breaking year for the Dominican Republic. Cruise ports in the DR include Amber Cove, Taino Bay, and La Romana. And if you're a fan of Hallmark Christmas movies, well, here's one for you. The Hallmark Channel's first-ever Christmas-themed cruise is set to sail out of Port Miami on a Norwegian Gem on November 5th. Now, on board, guests will enjoy a world premiere screening of the new Hallmark Channel movie, Countdown to Christmas, and also opportunities to interact with the stars of the movie. The ship will be transformed into a winter wonderland, featuring Christmas movies, of course, a sail-away party, cookie decorating, an ugly sweater contest, and wine tastings. The sailing will include a visit to the white sandy beaches of Nassau, Bahamas, with the ship returning to Miami on November 9th. It goes on sale next week if you're interested. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.6%, 18.22%. Royal Caribbean down 1.9%, 99.31%. And NCL down 2.7%, 21.80%. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Breakaway at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.